98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Earlier on this morning, we were chatting about some famous birthdays today. The main one for us, Kylie Minogue is 58.
Happy birthday, Kylie. I love the documentary so, so much.
Yeah, it was so good. 3 episodes on Netflix and they're sticking her latest tour up there this week as well. Kylie, not the only one having a big birthday this weekend.
Oh.
Dublin Zoo says more than 20 of its animals are celebrating their birthday this weekend.
Now, hang on.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe these are all, you know, over the last few weeks and months and they've just decided to do a party?
Like, you know, when you've a birthday close to a friend or a sibling and you just roll them all in?
Yes, this is it.
Or is it like a royal where you designate a day? I don't know. Well, Dina, the Asian elephant, is going to be turning 42 this weekend.
Gosh, she looks great.
Shaka and Ashanti, southern white rhinos, are both turning 26.
Stop.
Nyla will turn 18. In the sea lion world,
big birthday.
Yeah, Sienna is going to be 21. Cassie is 18 and Florence is 17. the lions.
This is so cute.
I know, the lions, it's their birthday as well. Sita and Suri are turning 16. Kamala is 11. And the red pandas, I love them. They just sleep in the trees.
They're so cute.
Cha-Cha and Rua are both turning 5. They are great names.
Cha-Cha's a brilliant name.
And Jinpa is going to be 7. So all of the birthdays are being celebrated at Dublin, I was going to say airport, zoo. Zoo this weekend.
Dublin Zoo. Gosh, all the Geminis at Dublin Zoo.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
There you go.
And they're saying Dublin Airport's going to have its busiest day of the year across the June bank holiday as well.
Yeah, over 500,000 people expected to travel over
it's
the weekend.
Oh, go. Do you know what else is happening this weekend now? Mighty Hoopla.
Oh, yeah. I've never been.
I know. And I would love
brilliant.
To go because every year the lineup just gets better and better. And a lot of people make their, do you know, like a pop star who was around in the 90s or early noughties, make a big comeback at this festival. So it's across a couple of days. It's London, isn't it?
Yeah, it is in London. Yeah, I think it's near Clapham somewhere. I think Jane McDonald might be playing. No, I think she is. I heard her on a podcast.
Well, wait to hear this. It's reported this morning that Lily Allen is teaming up with Jade Thirlwall.
Oh, whoa, what a combo.
So they have worked on a song together, a revamped version of Lily's track, Beg For Me. Do you know this one? Why won't you beg, beg, beg for me? It's on West End Girl.
Yeah.
So they've apparently worked on a new version of that song together because they are both headlining Mighty Hoopla.
That, I cannot wait to see this from over the weekend now.
So that's London Saturday night now. They need to show this the way they show Glastonbury.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, get this on the TV. I wonder what Jade is going to do to that song now. Is it going to be like when she remixed Angel of My Dreams and it went all like club?
Oh, do you think it'll be a ballad version?
I'd say it's going to be up a bit.
I see a dance break happening.
Definitely.
Yes, yeah, so that's all go this weekend.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With glowing skin, Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little
Good morning and a very happy Thursday to Shane and Cabra, who says, my little win is my partner and I are going for lunch in town today to make the most of the sun.
Oh, that'll be absolutely
enjoy.
Fabulous. Karen and Clonie's been on with the little win as well.
Good morning, 98 FM. Our little win is getting closer and closer to the weekend where we can hook up the caravan and we get to go to Linders down in Portrand for the weekend.
Fabulous.
Hope the weather keeps up. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Bye.
Karen, that'll be brilliant.
What weather to have a caravan. Incredible.
Yeah, this is it. Elizabeth is in Whitehall.
My little win this week is that my 3 younger kids start their new school on Monday in Dublin and they absolutely love it. They think it's the best thing since sliced bread. So I'm delighted that I'm making loads of new friends and everything.
That's absolutely amazing.
A massive win when the kids are happy to go to school.
This is it. Here's Robin.
Little win is that I'm working out in Dunleary with Ryan, my co-worker, and he is the best person in the world to work with. So that's my little win for this week because I'm so happy about that.
Robin, that's adorable.
The friends you make at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you see each other at your best and at your worst.
Absolutely.
And the bond is forever, isn't
it?
Here's Zach.
Morning, Rebecca. Morning, Brendan. Our little win this morning is that Zach has officially turned 6 today, so
aww,
we'd like to wish him a big happy birthday. Love from his mom, dad, and his 2 sisters, Ava and Daisy.
Happy birthday, Zach!
Happy birthday.
Brian's been on too, guys.
Good morning, guys. I just want to wish our granddaughter, Nova, a big happy 5th birthday. from Nanny and Granda. Love you so much. Happy birthday, princess. And that's our good news today.
Ah, Brian, thank you so much for that. Happy birthday.
Happy
another
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Love it. All the birthdays.
Sharing the birthdays with Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, that's a great day.
Here's Adam.
Hi, guys. It's Adam. I'm going on a school tour today to Airfield. And I'm bringing a treat and it's a twirl.
Adam, you're adorable.
A twirl in Airfield.
And Airfield is great.
I was only in Airfield the other week with my goddaughter and the animals were getting fed.
Oh, where
so
are they?
Cute. It's a great spot.
I haven't been since that Christmas party.
We had one of our Christmas parties.
We'll move on.
That cafe's lovely. Yeah, that was a great night. Here's Madison.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Madison here. Oh. Today we're going to Disneyland. Yay!
Madison.
In Paris. It's my first time.
Oh my gosh, Madison.
Madison, have the best time. That is magical.
Trip of a lifetime. And here's Fiacra.
Good morning. My little win is both my parents came over for a surprise dinner at our house last night and we got to sit outside for the whole evening.
Oh, sitting outside enjoying the sunshine.
That's amazing. Did they bring the food? That's not a great surprise if they didn't.
Guys, thank you all so much for sharing your little wins this morning. Karen, Elizabeth, Zach, Robin, Brian, Adam, Madison and Fiacra, we are sending you out some IMC cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Let's get a win.
Give you lots of prizes.
And have a bit of crack along the way.
98FM.
Sorry, that was too many words for that gap. Welcome to Matchy Matchy. It is your favourite game on the radio. Your chance to win a very large list of prizes, guys. We're going to need a massive delivery truck. All you got to do is send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. If we say the same three words as each other, you will get your mitts on all of these.
Win a €150 fuel card.
An air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Nido.
A butcher's voucher.
A gardens trimmer.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boaster.
An egg chair.
And fight the ultimate summer battle with these water blasters. They hit your target up to 10 metres away.
I'm soaked.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh my God.
10 metres. Where was that water going in the 90s?
This is it. Oh. I used to have the water balloons.
Yeah, they were great fun.
Good morning to Sarah in Longwood, who's currently refilling a paddling pool. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're good, thanks, Sarah. Who's getting in the paddling pool?
I have two little swimmers here, Callum and Leah.
Oh, good morning to Callum and Leah.
Sarah, any nice plans for the bank holiday weekend?
I'm doing the mini marathon on Sunday.
Fair play to you. Yeah, have you done it before or is this your first time?
No, I've done it now over the last 20 years. There's a group of us that do it every year, so it's a great day out.
Oh, Sarah, brilliant. That's absolutely amazing. And in terms of the prizes we have up for grabs, do you have any water guns in your house?
We do, but we can always do it more.
This is
of course. Sarah, the time has come. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Well, the kids have decided we'd like to play with Rebecca.
Off
Sarah,
to the soundproof booth.
Off I go.
Here we go. Let's get a match back. Switch your ruin here. Will I ever see it again? Who knows? Guys, it's been ages. Okay, you ready to matchy matchy?
I am.
Your first word is travel.
Travel agent.
Your second word is Sunday.
Sunday morning.
And your third is over.
Over now.
Okay, you're saying travel agent, Sunday morning, and over out.
Yeah, okay. We'll lock that in.
Are you happy with those, Sarah?
Yeah.
You're locking them in?
Yeah.
Here we go. They're locked in and we are getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Hopefully it was nice and air-conditioned for you this morning.
Yes, there was a parasol in there this
oh,
morning.
Oh, lovely.
Protecting me from the sun.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, let's get you a matchy-matchy with Sarah in Longwood this morning. Your first word is travel.
Travel. I'm going to say travel agent.
Your second word is Sunday.
Sunday. Sunday. Sunday roast.
And your third word is over.
Over. Over. I'm going to say under.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Sarah in Longwood this morning? Not this morning, guys. You both said travel agent, though. Great answer. After Sunday, Sarah said morning.
Oh, I was thinking that.
And she said over, out.
Ah, yes.
Over and out.
Over and out.
Sarah, thank you so much for playing. Hi to Callum and Leah. We are going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, guys.
Sarah.
Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. If you match three with red this morning, we'd love to hear from you. WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 98 98 98. I would have matched the first two with you, definitely. Travel
what
agent, Sunday roast.
For over?
Over easy, maybe?
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM.
Brendan, from chocolate to crabs. You're going to be chatting about crabs this morning.
They are on the way. First, though, a 98-year-old man has officially become the world's oldest person to fly while strapped to the outside top of a small plane.
Ooh.
You know the way you see like the kind of the aerial stunt people get strapped and they fly around?
Yeah.
He's done that at the age of 98.
That's very impressive for him. Fair play to him. It wouldn't be for me with the heights.
No, it wouldn't be for me either. Harry Heisman is his name. He spent more than 9 minutes atop the plane at a height of over 1,000 feet. He did this in Cambridge just the other day.
Oh.
A world records adjudicator was on hand to officially certify him as the world's oldest. It's called a wing walker. But
okay.
There's kind of like a sort of a high stool, you know, screwed to the top of the plane. You're strapped into it. That's sort of how you're positioned. So Harry, who I mentioned is 98, spent 11 months working with a physical trainer to get his body and mind fit and ready for his challenge. Here is the moment that he found out he'd completed it.
Harry Heisman, you are the Guinness World Records title holder for the oldest wing walker. Congratulations. You are officially amazing.
Gosh, congratulations
just
to Harry.
Just incredible, yeah. Harry says he's been fascinated with stunts like wing walking since he was a young child.
It was wonderful. It was a great experience and I'm not going to wait another 98 years. Yeah, we're going to do some rolls next time.
Harry, proven age is just a number.
I'm telling you. Finally this morning, there's something gas happening on a beach in Japan at the moment. The crabs are dancing. So this happens.
I've heard of the crab dance all right over the years.
Yeah. So this happens on the Miwasaki coast around this time every year. And tiny, they're really small male crabs. They come out from under their burrows at low tide and they wave their claws in a rhythmic dance. And I've watched them do this, right? And it's like, it's almost like a bit of a Mexican wave. Like, so one will like throw the claws up and then the other will do it. And they do like little steps to go with it. They're like, the claws are up and down. They do it in unison. And when I watched them this morning, pop their little claws up and down.
Yeah.
All I could hear was Jane McDonald covering Pussycat Dolls. Picture the crab. The little claws are up and down. And they're dancing.
Sorry.
Right?
I can just imagine you picturing this in your head. If you ever want to know what's going on,
it was a silent video. But all I can hear,
surely you need to make an edit of that together, Brendan, for the TikTok.
Yeah. So the crab dance is described as a seasonal spectacle.
Is this to attract the female crabs?
Exactly. That's that. So basically, they're looking. Well, okay. So yeah, it is that. But crab experts aren't sure if they're looking for a woman or they're trying to intimidate rivals. Now, from the dance I've seen, I don't think I'd either be attracted nor scared. Do you know what I mean? A great news if you're travelling to Japan this summer, the crabs will be dancing until the end of August.
Oh, brilliant.
You'll have to look really closely though, they're 1 centimetre in size. 1 centimetre.
gosh.
They're tiny. But there's loads of them on the beach, and there'll be more as the
weather gets warmer. I wonder now, Brendan, will you ever play them a bit of Jane McDonald's and see if the move changes?
Yeah, I'd love to see the little wave. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, as you know, 98FM is the official radio station, A Taste of Dublin this year, happening from June 11th to 14th at Merrion Square. And we are joined now by Lily Ramirez Foran, founder of Picado Mexican. Lily's going to be doing a demo A Taste this year. Good morning, Lily. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well, thank you. Very excited about Taste of Dublin this year.
Oh, we cannot wait. It's such an amazing event. And Lily, first of all, talk to us about Picado Mexican, because you have created something so special.
You know what? It's so weird because most people who run businesses have their elevator pitch, and I always find it really difficult to describe what we do because we do so many different things. So we're a grocery shop and a cookery school, and we specialise on Mexican food only. The cooking school teaches traditional Mexican food, but we also do events and pop-ups and dinners. We're sort of kind of researchers as well. We dive into really old recipes and try and recreate them. We have two locations, one in Portobello, which is the original, and then the new one, which is about a year old, in the Liberties on Cork Street.
Brilliant stuff. Lily, you mentioned cookery schools there. That's going to stand you well for your demonstrations at Taste of Dublin. What kind of things can people expect to see you demonstrate?
Well, it's like, it's the summer and it's Mexican food. It's sort of like a match made in heaven. So we're going to be doing really summery Mexican dishes, things that like I would have eaten growing up in Mexico. You know, a bit of tacos, some tostadas, fish, because fish is lovely during the summer as well. So yeah, we're very, very excited about it.
And Lily, a lot of your work, it's all about showing Mexican food off beyond the cliches. What do you wish that people understood more about the Mexican cuisine?
I think it's just Mexico is 47 times the size of Ireland.
Whoa.
Yeah, I always tell people, let that sink in. So cuisine is very, very regionalized. I'm from the northeast of Mexico, from a city called Monterrey. We're about 2.5 hours drive from the border with Texas. So it's very dry, very, very hot. And then, for example, there's another person in my team that's from Tabasco, total opposite of the country. Her family and my family, even though we're both Mexicans, we eat completely different stuff. So Mexico, people kind of tend to get the stereotypical idea of what Mexican food is. A lot of people think that Mexicans just eat burritos. And the reality is like probably 90% of the country has never had a burrito because it's not a thing. It's a thing for particular areas of Mexico. But it's not something that the majority of Mexicans would eat. And yet here, if you ask anyone on the street, it would say, oh, sure, burritos or chile con carne. Chile con carne isn't even Mexican. Yeah, I've been spending like 25 years ranting about this.
Yeah.
And I think my friends get tired of hearing me going, oh, my God, there she goes again with her damn burritos. But the reality is that's part of my job when people come in to do a class. But there's so much more than burritos and tacos.
Yeah, Lily, you mentioned tacos there. There's one thing that both Rebecca and myself love, and that is an absolute ton of guacamole. In your opinion, what is the correct way to make that Mexican dip?
I'm just going to have a tiny, tiny, tiny little rant. I don't eat avocados. I haven't eaten avocados since 2016 on ethical grounds, right? Environmentally, they use a lot of water, and then there's also other kind of issues because we're eating far too much. But putting that aside, if you do want to enjoy a nice guacamole, I love adding a pico de gallo to it. So I like to cut onion finely, some tomato, a green or a red chili, depending on, you know, how you want it.
Okay.
Red is nice because there's a contrast with the green of the avocado. And then most people would add a little bit of lime juice. But what I find, we kind of over-relay lime juice to keep the avocado fresh and to keep it from oxidizing, from going black, right? Mm-hmm. I like to add other stuff instead of the lime juice. You could get a little bit of fresh pineapple, cut it in small chunks and mix it through it. And it does the exact same thing as the lime, but it adds texture and a different kind of flavour. So you could do that.
Lily, thank you for all of those tips. So, of course, you're doing a demonstration at Taste of Dublin, but what are you most looking forward to eating afterwards?
Oh my God, you know what? As a chef, I don't have favorites. I just go all over. Myself and my other half, Alan, we just go, okay, we're like a little, you know, those Roomba, vacuum cleaners that they plan the room. They look at the room, they measure it, and they plan the best route. We go everywhere. That's the fun of it. You know, you have a little bit here and a little bit there, and then you get to also try foods that you haven't tried before. There's a lot of the little producers have samples, and then you can get to try something. We have, it's also Mexican girls, very similar to story to mine, Mexican, Marriage and Irish. And they're making some fabulous salsas, and they have stand there. So I'm going to park myself for a little while in front of them and taste their delicious Mi Amor salsas and chat to people. It's a great way to spend a day eating and catching up with friends.
And Lily, what time is your demonstration at for everyone who's listening who wants to come along?
I'm Sunday the 14th at 12:45.
Excellent stuff. Well, we can't wait to see you there. And Lily, Rebecca and myself will be like two Hoovers going around the place as well, eating all the food.
Lily, plan your route, yeah, and follow it.
Excellent stuff. Lily Ramirez, four and founder of Picado Mexican. We cannot wait to see you at Taste of Dublin. 98FM, the official radio station this year, for your chance to win tickets. Head to 98FM.com/taste. Lily, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Get up. 98FM, Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.